email Big George via the Three Counties website.
bbc.co.uk/threecounties.
Now, earlier on this week, we spoke to a couple who travelled all the way to Manchester to campaign against the British Medical Association changing its position on helping patients to die. The BMA had previously opposed the idea of doctor-assisted suicide and euthanasia, but in a narrow vote, it's changed its mind, and it now has a neutral position. Well, Vic and Jill Girardi from Aston Clinton both have cerebral palsy, and both had hoped that the BMA would stand firm on their vote. And I'm delighted to say that I've got Jill on the line with me, or Vic on the line with me now. Good morning, Vic. Good morning, Vic. Good morning, Vic.
Good morning.
Oh, hello there, Jill. Are you disappointed with the result of the vote from the BMA in Manchester?
Yes, I am. Very disappointed. It's not very good at all.
I mean, it was a very close vote, Jill, wasn't it? 53% in favour, 47% against.
Yes.
And it now means that the BMA has a neutral position. How will that affect people?
I hope it will get the one who against assisted suicide to do a bit more work and a bit more shouting from the rooftops to get everybody to think about it properly.
Because you were outside, you and Vic were outside with banners asking for the BMA to continue on being against it. What was the response that you were getting from the doctors as they walked into the conference?
Well, most of them appeared to be with us. They were saying, oh no, you don't need to worry, we're not going to do anything like that. But then they go and do this, which is very nearly sad.
And so are you going to carry on campaigning, Jill?
Yes. I've got a website, which is at www.willtolive.co.uk.
So that is www.willtolive.co.uk.
That is correct. Thank you.
And you want people to log onto there and to give their opinions for you?
Yes, they can do, please. They could always email me. My email address is on there as well.
So if anybody wants to email you directly, if they go to www.willtolive.co.uk, they can email you direct from that website.
That is correct.
Jill, we wish you and Vic all the very best in your campaign, and I'm sure that you will continue to be shouting from the rooftops about your opinions. God bless you. Thank you very much indeed for joining me. That was Jill Girardi there. Her and her husband, Vic, both have cerebral palsy, and they did not want the BMA to change their stance. And what happened in the vote was that the BMA, who used to be opposed to the idea of doctor-assisted suicide, have now changed their mind, and they have a neutral policy on that. If you do want to get involved in that, I'll give you the website one more time. It is willtolive.co.uk, and you can get through direct. You can email Jill or Vic Girardi direct through that website. You are tuned to BBC Three Counties Radio. It's 9:20.